Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Sarah Chase and John Strajewski will play their final performance together in The Great Gatsby on March 30th. She originated the role of Myrtle Wilson in the musical, her first Broadway appearance in over a decade. It's been a tumultuous run for Chase, as she had to miss several months last year due to a fight against tubal cancer. After several rounds of chemotherapy, she recovered and was able to return to The Great Gatsby in October. Strajewski is another original cast member, having created the role of Tom Buchanan shortly after making his Broadway debut in Goodnight Oscar. Chase and Strajewski's replacements will be announced later. The Great Gatsby continues at the Broadway Theater. Kids' Night on Broadway will return on March 4th. The Broadway League's annual audience development program, presented by the New York Times, allows kids and teens aged 18 and under to attend a show for free with the admission of a full-paying adult. Participating shows this spring include Anne Juliet, Aladdin, Buena Vista Social Club, Chicago, Gypsy, Hadestown, Hamilton, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Hell's Kitchen, The Lion King, Maybe Happy Ending, MJ, Moulin Rouge, Operation Mincemeat, The Outsiders, and Redwood. Two other shows, Six and The Great Gatsby, do not have a scheduled performance for March 4th, so they will participate the following day instead. Per Broadway News, select productions will offer various in-theater activities, including post-show talkbacks, sing-alongs, art projects, and the distribution of a Kids' Night activity book. A custom My First Broadway Show sticker will be available to young patrons experiencing their inaugural MainStem viewing. The Museum of Broadway is also playing their hand, offering half-price admission for Kids' Night ticket holders on the 4th and 5th. And 20 restaurants in the Times Square area will be offering free children's meals for attendees with the purchase of a full-priced adult entree. For more information and to purchase tickets, which are now on sale, visit kidsnightonbroadway.com. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, February 9th. Broadway's box office took a 10% drop as all but four shows reported a decrease in ticket sales. This marked the third and final week of this winter's two-for-one Broadway week promotion. New cast members Annalee Ashford, David Cross, and Tim Meadows took to the armchairs for the penultimate week of all-in comedy about love. However, with the mega-popular late-night host Jimmy Fallon now out of the picture, grosses plunged to a still respectable $1,163,537, selling out the Hudson Theater. Hank Azaria replaces Cross starting tonight for the final week of the run. Attendees at Sunday's performance of The Great Gatsby got a pleasant surprise, as Modern Family star Sarah Hyland debuted as Daisy Buchanan a day earlier than had been announced. The large-scale spectacle fell to $1,030,677 at the Broadway. The hit revivals of Gypsy and Sunset Boulevard once again found themselves in the top five last week, alongside mainstays The Lion King, Wicked, and Hamilton. And in its final full week of previews, Redwood, the new musical starring Idina Menzel, took in a solid $856,603 over seven performances at the Nederlander. Opening night is this Thursday, the 13th. Despite all the decreases going on industry-wide, across 27 running shows, 24 of them played to at least 90% capacity audiences. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.